Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we'll meet Centerville High School senior Cammie Flanders, who shares her struggle with mental illness. This story contains graphic language that some listeners may find disturbing.
You can't breathe. Your airways are closing. Your breath is strained and quick. Your vision goes blurry. You drop. Your body slides on the cold ceramic tile beneath you. Your mouth is dry. This is the reality of an anxiety attack. The only thing worse than an attack is being alone while it happens.
I'm Cammie Flanders. I grew up in Centerville, Ohio my whole life. I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior at Centerville High School. My story is about just being young and struggling with mental illness and not really knowing how to reach out for help.
I began therapy for my anxiety in fourth grade at 9 years old, and in eighth grade, I began experimenting with self-harm. It began small, with cuts on my hands and arms with sharp pencils, or the razors pulled out of cheap pencil sharpeners. They couldn't draw blood, but they scratched deep enough that I was satisfied for the time being. My family didn't notice. They were easily believable as scratches from my dog or from falling down at recess. My sophomore year, at 15, I graduated from little scratches and a few small red spots on my head to a serious self-harming problem. I had scars all the way up my right arm and down my thighs. I was constantly alone, carving into my skin and grabbing hair follicles in my bedroom at night. No one had a clue because I made sure they were covered at all times. I would hurt myself almost every day with my nails or any sharp household utensil until I bled. It had felt right at the moment, but like every time I hurt myself, I ended up regretting what I had done almost immediately. I began breaking down. I was stressed, angry, sad, confused, vulnerable because I didn't know why I felt this way. I was in therapy for only a few months before it ended. I was told to pray to God and that it would go away, but I couldn't help feeling that maybe God's answer was the therapy and medication that I was missing out on. I didn't know why I felt the need to hurt myself, but the release I got, though confusing, made me continue. On July 4th, I went too far and ended up stabbing myself an inch deep into my thigh. I will never forget that feeling. The tingling turning into an intense pain in my muscle, the blood refusing to stop and running profusely down my leg. I hid the bleeding for 3 days by layering maxi pads on my leg before my parents found out on Thursday, July 7th. Now, 6 months later, I have two ugly scars down my right thigh that I'll have the rest of my life. Listen, I don't blame my parents. Of course they screamed and cried. They loved me like crazy and they asked why. But in all honesty, I didn't know why I did it.
I did this story mainly because I wanted parents to hear this. This story doesn't really have an ending. It's something that I'm still struggling with, something that I'm still trying to cope with and get answers about.
Parents, please talk to your kids. They need you. And during times like this, they need to know that someone cares enough to listen. We can't get through this alone. We need our parents to understand.
And that's all I have to say. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Cammie Flanders.
That was a story entitled, Talk to Me, written and produced by Centerville High School senior Cammie Flanders. If you'd like to learn more about mental health awareness in teenagers, visit our link to this story at wyso.org. Special thanks to Trisha Rapak, broadcasting teacher at Centerville High School. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Manager Sean Blunt.